You're listening to Dr. Roger Walsh.
For this Medicine Buddha practice, begin by finding a comfortable posture and take a moment to just relax and release. Take some slow, deep breaths. And as you do so, notice that the inhalation is an active process. You're breathing in, but the exhalation can be simply a letting go. So breathe in and let go. Breathe in and just let go. And notice that with each of these breaths, you just tend to become more relaxed and at peace. And let that sense of peace flow through and fill your body. And now bring to mind a beautiful natural setting, a place of beauty and peace, somewhere you feel at home and safe. And see yourself in that setting. A place of healing plants and herbs, perhaps water. And in one part of this healing place, you notice a large, beautiful flower. And as you look, a blue flame arises from this flower. Pure, radiant blue. And in the center of that flower, you see beginning to form the image of the Medicine Buddha. An awakened being who has mastered all the healing arts. And see this Medicine Buddha, this master of healing, this embodiment of compassion and care. Now the Medicine Buddha moves towards you and stands in front of you. And you're in the presence of this compassionate, caring healer. And feel what it's like to be with someone whose central desire is to heal and help. Who wants nothing from you except the opportunity to benefit you. feel what it's like to be with someone who embodies compassion, care, and the wisdom to express that in healing. And in the healing presence of this medicine Buddha, think of what you would like healed of body and mind. And when you're ready, ask the medicine Buddha how you can best heal yourself. And listen for the response. And then the medicine Buddha reaches out and touches you and transmits the healing blessing. And you feel the current of healing energy flowing through your body-mind. Relieving not only suffering, but the cause of suffering. And now recall that this medicine Buddha is actually an expression of your own potentials. A representation of your own care and compassion and healing skills. And now the medicine Buddha approaches you and begins to merge with you. Until your body and the medicine Buddha's body are one. Until your mind and the medicine Buddha's mind are one. Until your heart and deepest desires are those of the medicine Buddha. And feel what it's like to be one with an awakened being. Feel what it's like to have an open, clear mind in which the sense of separation dissolves. And feel what it's like to have as your central desire the wish to help and to heal and to awaken everyone you come in contact with, everyone you think of or imagine, any and every conscious creature. Feel what it's like to simply desire to heal and help, and to approach every interaction with that motive. And what is it like to be filled with joy at the thought of bringing healing to each person you meet? And feel the sense of complete satisfaction that comes from knowing that you approach each person not to get, but simply to give. And feel the sense of wholeness, completion, the absence of lack that comes from simply wanting to be of service to others. And recognize that your healing capacities are available, waiting to be expressed and acknowledged. So now you are the medicine Buddha, disguised in your familiar body, and think of a difficult, challenging situation, perhaps a challenging interaction that you have faced or will face. Think perhaps of a person or group in need of healing, and see yourself in that situation with these people, acting as the medicine Buddha, looking for ways to help and to heal, and gently, sensitively, beautifully offering healing in whatever way you can give it and whatever way it can be received. And feel the joy and satisfaction that comes from those helping, healing interactions. And again, just be aware of the experience of being one with the medicine Buddha, of being the Medicine Buddha incarnate. Enjoy this feeling, this sense, this recognition of your deeper identity. And enjoy this experience as long as you wish. And bring this experience to the world whenever you're ready to open your eyes.
To hear more of Dr. Roger Walsh, go to drrogerwalsh, all one word, .com.